हरे कृष्णा। काउंट योर ब्लेसिंग्स एंड काउंट योर टोज टू। काउंट योर ब्लेसिंग्स इज अ वेरी प्रैक्टिकल एंड पावरफुल वे ऑफ अवॉइडिंग नेगेटिविटी वेन एवर वी फील एफ्लिक्टेड बाय द वर्ल्ड्स प्रॉब्लम्स। वेन देर आर लॉट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स एंड स्पेशली वेन आर माइंड गेट्स ऑब्सेस्ड विथ प्रॉब्लम्स, वी मे फील बर्डन, डिजेक्टेड, डिसएम्पावर्ड। And at such times, when there seems to be darkness all around, we may be completely blind to the many things that are right in our life. And that's why if we start counting our blessings, we start focusing, oh, this, okay, there are many things wrong in my life, but this is right. This is also good. This is also good. So if we start counting, then we start feeling positivity and energy coming in our life. And thus, we can avoid being crushed by our mind's negativity when we count our blessings. The Bhagavad Gita in 17.16 tells that satisfaction is an austerity of the mind. Manah prasad saumyattam maunam atma vinigraha bhava samshuddhiritye tat tapomanasam uchyate. Tapomanasam, austerity of the mind is what? Manah prasad, being satisfied in the mind. And that gives a further list also. Saumyattvam, gentleness. Maunam, silence, or silence, then Atma Vinigraha, self-restraint, Bhava Samshuddhi, purification of existence. This is Tapo Manasam Uchyate, all these are austerities of the mind. So Krishna states that to cultivate satisfaction. Now how do we cultivate satisfaction? By looking at the things that make us satisfied. And that means counting our blessings. So it's important for us to count our blessings, but counting our blessings can become an ethereal exercise in imagination if it's not connected with reality. Now suppose a person is walking starry-eyed on the road and somebody, a heavy-bodied person, is walking from the other side, and that person is about to step on their toes and this person is just starry-eyed and doesn't notice. Then their toes will get crushed. So count your toes is an idiomatic way of protect your legs. Don't let your legs be stamped on by a heavy object. So don't be starry-eyed as to not look what is happening to your legs. So similarly, when we count our blessings, we look up at Krishna, look at Krishna's gifts. We look at life from a higher perspective and thus see the positive things in life. But at the same time, we also need to look at if there are practical problems and practical dangers. We need to take the necessary steps to deal with those problems. We see that Krishna illumined Arjuna with spiritual wisdom. Krishna gave him the spiritual knowledge by which he felt empowered to deal with the negativity that had been overwhelming him at the start of the Gita. And Krishna and Arjuna understood that he had the blessing of the opportunity to serve Krishna, to practice Bhakti Yoga and thereby attain ultimate perfection. He felt blessed, he felt enlivened. So Krishna urged Arjuna to constantly remember him, and remember, because remembrance of Krishna gives great satisfaction. So the remembrance of opportunity to remember Krishna itself is a great blessing. And Krishna indirectly urged Arjuna to cherish this blessing, to count and cherish this blessing of the opportunity to internally remember him. But at the same time, Krishna also told Arjuna to count his toes. Krishna didn't tell Arjuna, oh, you can just remember me in a forest and you can just live in poverty. No. At that time, the adharmic Kauravas, the vicious Kauravas, had usurped power and they had committed many atrocities against the Pandavas. And such atrocities needed to be countered. And the only way to counter it was by, at that time, fighting the war, because all other efforts had been tried. And the Kauravas had dismissively, derisively rejected all such efforts. So Krishna did not just tell Arjuna to think of him, but Ma Manusmara Yudhyacha, Krishna told Arjuna to remember him and fight. That means Krishna told Arjuna to count his toes also. So when we count our blessings and count our toes, then we become internally enlivened and we become externally resilient, externally resourceful. And thus, we, by this internal and external resourcefulness, internal positivity, external vigilance, we can do our best in the service of the Lord in a mood of devotional service. Thank you. Hare Krishna.